Don't be scared, human. I'll get you away from here. I won't let them hurt you. We'll be out of range soon. I watched them bring you in. You were covered in bruises and you were barely alive. I watched them heal you. If they wanted you as a prisoner, they wouldn't have done that. They always bring humans like you in. I watched them be taken away and never seen again. Every time, I got an urge to intervene, but I was just so scared. Things like me are disposable, and I don't want to be erased. But then again, your kind was being erased. I never was told to patrol in the lab, so I can only assume what they did to the humans in there. I feel guilty. And then I saw you. No one was watching, and I had to see one of you for myself. And the way you looked at me, those eyes just held so much fear. Your kind has an urge to know what's happening, to be in control. And you were taken, you were forced in a cell to wait for whatever they wanted to do. Your skin is warm, alive. As soon as I saw you, I knew that I had to preserve that warmth. No, please, there's no need to thank me. I saw the way you looked at me. Fear. Fear as I wrapped around you. You saw what my sisters can do. So many ways that my people can neutralize your kind, and they chose one of the most brutal and barbaric ways. Not even a peaceful passing. They just squeeze and wait for them to get another breath in so they can go tighter. That thought is why it's so hard for me to coil around you. I don't know my own strength. I've never done that to a human before. Come to think of it, I haven't known anything outside of guard duty. It's almost like I was a mindless drone, and the only information I could gather was what I either figured out or was told myself. Do you think that they do that on purpose? So that those who can think for themselves don't get any ideas? This world, it has a beauty that I can't describe. Maybe my leaders created my people mindless because if they looked at the world as it is, they would rebel against them instead of destroying it. After all, if you had a perfect cause, why do you fear your people not fighting for it? Unless, of course, their own race can't fight for themselves. I've never seen my creators. A religion? No. The relationship between my people and our creators are more like a class difference rather than a god and mortal. But it is hard to say that my creators haven't played God. Splicing DNA, creating me out of serpents, using your kind, it's cruel. They think that conquest is their answer. Why do they get to live while they also deem others can't? I don't know if I've had these thoughts and denied them, or they're brand new, but so strong that I feel as if I've always had them. Your presence is doing something to me. Something that I don't understand, nor want to pretend to. I can't say that this feeling is bad, but I can't say that it's perfect either. Can you imagine what it's like to see your race as friendly one second, and then as an enemy the next? Everything is now a threat. I mean nothing to them. My entire life, is it real? Was I alive or merely surviving day to day? At the end of the day, I really am just worthless to them. Do you really mean that, human? It feels nice. I'm glad that you feel that way. It's strange, the thought that one species could actually be nice towards another species. A normal planet usually has only one base dominant life form. The strength to be able to look at something completely different and feel okay is just beyond me. Again, a thought that I have never had. Where am I taking you? I don't know. My instincts tell me to go below ground and wait for things to cool down. Is there a place that you have in mind? Oh, the other humans. They won't see me in the same light you do? Ah, I understand. No, no, it's okay. We descended upon your world and hurt your people. I don't deserve your kindness. Honestly, if anything happened to you, I'd turn myself into your people and let them deal with me. If they want me gone, well, they can dispose of me. I would only have two regrets, not keeping you safe and not finding a way to further pay for the sins of my people. Does that kind of talk make you uncomfortable? You embraced me. The studies on your kind show that this is a sign of comfort and affection, right? So you wish to comfort me? That feels nice. Your warm hands against my scales. The way you gently squeeze me. The way you gently rest your head against me. Is it that you don't see me harming you? Do you really trust me? Thank you. I don't know what to say. I've never felt like this before. Let's get somewhere safe. So, this is where your people live? They've never gone this far. No one lives out here. But I would still feel better if we found some cover. Oh, there! It's a lot cooler in here, but you'll keep me warm, right? Thank you. I think that we're finally safe. It's not so bad out here. Human, there's something in my mind that's telling me to bite you. It's not something that I was originally trained to do. It's something different. I'm scared. I don't want to hurt you, but this urge, it hurts. Are you sure? All right. Oh, human, are you okay? Oh, thank God. What are you feeling? Something is poking at my coils. You look embarrassed. Why would you? Oh. It seems like it was from a mating urge of sorts. I injected you with some kind of aphrodisiac. Your body is so much warmer than usual. It's almost like it's tempting me to coil completely around you. And your sweat smells sweet. Relax, human. I can fix this. Don't struggle. I'll take your clothes off. Allow my cool, scaly skin to soothe your burning body. I'm going to mate with you. Do you object? No? All right. Well, do you mind if I kiss you? My mouth isn't like yours. It's like a snake's. Is that strange? Okay. My armor. It's just that, armor. My breasts aren't really breasts. They hold my venom, and I don't even have nipples, and besides, they aren't even that big. You're sure? Okay. Perfect. Don't say that. It feels wrong. The feeling of your hands on them, the warmth, and they're so sensitive. I want you in me, human. This will feel blissful. You feel so good, so warm. Before I start moving, I just want you to know that my kind are similar to snakes. We can mate for a long, long time, but my venom will help you. My insides are tight and move around your cock. That, combined with the movement of my hips and my tail moving you in and out. This will be a truly romantic experience. Unless you don't want me to call it that, and I can stop after the venom wears off. Really? Oh, I love you too. I've loved you since I first felt your skin. It will make you feel so good. Let me squeeze you with my arms. I want to caress your skin and hair. I love it when you look at me like that. The way you just cling to me. Our bodies pressed up against each other, and our heat and coldness becoming meaningless as we get as close as mortal can get to becoming one. An action so close and so sweet that it can't really be described as sex, can it? After all, this isn't wild, nor is it flashy. It's just a man and a woman trying to show each other their love in the gentlest of ways. I never thought of these things before I met you, human. You've opened my eyes. I wish that everyone could know what this is like. Pleasure that we give each other isn't pleasure in our loins. Rather, it's pleasure throughout our whole bodies. I can feel it. A gentle stream of your fluids. That's to be expected. It's a slow and constant pleasure. Your refractory period is gone. I finally know what my venom does to your kind. It made so that we can mate this way without having to stop. My entire body wrapped around you. My cunt milking out an endless stream of your cum. Oh, I love your whimpers. It's an intense pleasure. Most of your kind doesn't see that sometimes it's better to go slow than fast. I'm gonna come. I've never done this before. I feel so intense. As if this is meant to go on until we can't anymore. I'm gonna taste you again. Oh, so warm. Such a nice taste. Seems as if my aphrodisiac venom causes your sweat to not be sweat at all. It's like it's been repurposed to give me a boost whenever I need it. Human, I love you so much. Amazing. I don't even know how long it's been. Isn't that right? Oh, he's asleep. Well, I suppose that what we did would cause a fair amount of stress on the human body. Even I'm tired. Good night, dear.